Now, Herefordshire is known for its hop crops, but the weather is helping to save the struggling industry from extinction, it seems. For years, hop farming was a massive industry across both our counties, but now only a fraction of the yards remain. Hops are flourishing, and it's hoped that it'll encourage more breweries to use the locally grown crop. We're only reporting the other week, I think it's 1,000 new microbreweries have been opened up in the UK. Nicola Goodwin is amongst the binds this morning. Nick?
Oh, I used to spend hours playing in them. Don't tell health and safety. Honestly, we've been sharing some stories myself and James Hawkins this morning. How we both survived, I do not know. The first thing I did when I got here this morning, the tiny little track that everyone was probably seeing on the roads around Ledbury, Hereford and Worcestershire. Those little tractors with the almost homemade looking trailers, you know, the ones with the chipboard sides, they're out. They're collecting up the hops this morning, but I went and got a handful. They're actually in my pocket and I'm going to keep them there all day because the smell is amazing. But I've got a few stats for you this morning, Howard. You might be interested to know that at its peak, back in the late 19th century, British hop farmers grew about 72,000 acres of hops, but by last year that had dropped to just 2,500 acres. A massive decrease. Hops, of course, used as a flavouring and a preservative for beer, but despite the record number of breweries now in Britain, most of those are using stronger flavour hops from Eastern Europe, America and also New Zealand. And the only major hop-growing regions left are a few in Kent, but here, Herefordshire and Worcestershire, and James Hawkins grows about 100 acres. James, how much... Well, the crop, it's not really increased, but it's just really good, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, it's the one crop we've grown this year which hasn't been adversely affected by the weather. We haven't seen a dive in production like we were expecting. There's been enough sun later on in the year to get a really nice quality hop. And I think the production will be equal to that of last year. So that's a really good news story for us compared to everything else we've been growing this year.
Everything else ruined, of course, by the rain. They smell amazing. Who buys them, though? Because yours are green at the moment, but you dry them, so they're not going straight into, say, a brewery down the road.
Yeah, we dry them down to about 9% moisture, and that means that we can preserve the quality and flavour for at least 12 months. And they're then going to, as you said, the camera announced last week, there's over 1,000 breweries now in the UK, which is really exciting for us because they're also... As much as they're buying the foreign hops, the English hops have got a really unique and really high quality flavour and aroma that they give to the beer. And so they're coming online and we're getting more and more inquiries at the moment for those hops.
You have a lot of competition from overseas then, James?
I think it's fair to say that we grow quite a unique product. The foreign hops are more for the bittering effect. But the floral aromas that you get off the higher end ales and traditional ales, the cask ales, really depend on the British hops. So the smaller breweries are specialising in that, and that's what's driving the demand stronger for
us. Are British hops more expensive than the foreign imports?
I think it's like anything. There's a wide range of prices, and that depends on the variety and yields and availability of them. And the nice thing for us is with the small brewers wanting the higher end quality and the flavouring hops, it's helping us maintain our prices, and they are increasing from what they were a couple of years ago.
Just one other thing, because we were chatting about this in the office yesterday, and apart from beer, what else are hops actually used for? Do they get used in any other food manufacture for any other reason?
Well, there's a Herefordshire hop cheese that uses hops for going round the outside of their cheeses to give flavour. People make hop pillows to help people sleep. There is anti-carcinogenic elements to hops, so there's research going on at the moment for anti-cancer drugs, although that's, I think, probably a little far off at the moment.
Right, there you go. Nick, I know we're going to come back and talk
to
you a bit later on.
I've got a little story to share for you first, though. It's an important day for Radio Car reporters. It's the first day of hat and gloves. It's a bit parky this morning, but when we meet people, they don't want their phones to ring, do they, when they're on air? Well, James, because he got fed up with his, has just thrown it into a cattle trough. I'm hoping it's going to be okay. It looked quite expensive.
There's no blooming reception there anyway. Nick, thanks for that. We'll come back to you because there's definitely more to find out about that, actually. James Hawkins is in the hop yard at Dormington with Nicola this morning, 7:29.